when a cakewalk becomes a crucible. Friday, October 10th, 2025. I'm Pastor Mike Ziegler, Lutheran Hour speaker, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour sermon, which can be found at lhm.org. The text is Numbers chapter 14, selected verses. Then all the people of Israel grumbled, and they said to one another, "Let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt." And the Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people despise me? And how long will they not believe in me, in spite of all the signs that I have done among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them." But Moses said to the Lord, "Now, if you kill this people as one man, then the nations who have heard your fame will say, 'It is because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land that he swore to give them that he has killed them in the wilderness.' Please, pardon the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your steadfast love, just as you have forgiven them from Egypt until now." It may be the most important turning point in the Bible, second only to the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. The whole story, God's Eden project, it's all been leading to this moment. Adam and Eve failed to walk with God and to work alongside him in the garden. So God starts over. He picks one family, the nation of Israel, and walks with them so that they would walk with us back into God's garden. God rescued Israel from slavery, led them to the border of the land he promised, a flourishing, fruitful garden, Eden 2.0. Then, epic fail. The people want to go back to being slaves. God is rightfully angry. He wants to start over with new people. Moses argues with God. "Oh, go on and forgive them again, why don't you?" Maybe Moses is starting to think God's forgiveness is a formality. "Just forgive, God. That's what you do, right? You love to forgive. We love to sin. Everybody wins. Just give us our cake and let us go home." Have you ever been in a cake walk? It's like musical chairs, but with cake. Everybody's a winner. The walking, the music, it's all a formality because everybody goes home with cake. It's not like that with God. God forgives his people, and he holds them accountable. They said they'd rather die in the wilderness, and that's what they'll do over the next 40 years. They'll go through the crucible and feel the consequences of their choices. And maybe on the way, they'll learn something. Because forgiveness isn't a formality with God. Forgiveness is formative. The turning point of the Bible is the cross and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus went into the crucible with us, into the wilderness of this world's sin. He suffered its worst and came through to bring us through so that you could be forgiven. Because God loves you. God loves you enough to forgive you and form you, to be someone who will walk with him and work alongside him in his garden forever. In this mortal life, until Jesus returns, we suffer the consequences of our sins and the sins of others. We're going to die in this wilderness. But with Jesus, the consequences aren't permanent. God's Eden project hasn't failed. You are not a failure. You are loved, and you are being formed by the Father. Getting there won't be a cakewalk, but because Christ went through the crucible, everybody in him wins, and everybody learns. Would you pray with me? Dear Father, form me into the image of your Son. In his name, amen.